Welcome to Maseches Yevam, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins, Achilatz Liyevimtoi. Someone that does chalitza to his Yevama, that means he does chalitza to his brother's wife. So let's just say Shimon does chalitza to Leah. The Nathachres Achleisa, and then his brother Reuven marries Leah's sister, Rachel. Vameis, and his brother dies without any children. And now Rachel falls in front of Shimon for Yibum. She can't do Yibam. He can't do Yibam because it's Achleis Chalitza, so it's the sister of someone that he did Chalitza to. Choyletes v'lemes yabemes tahalachas, he still has to do Chalitza. He can't do Yibam, but he does Chalitza. Why is that? Because the whole prohibition of Achleis Chalitza is only prohibited me divrei seifim, only rabbinically. Therefore, she needs Chalitza. Chayin similarly, hamagarish yasishtoi. However, really, it should say, somebody who divorces his wife, that means, let's say, Shimon divorces his wife, Leah, v'nath achibes tahalachasa, and his brother marries her sister, Rachel, and his brother dies without any children, now Rachel falls to Shimon to Yibum, then there is no Chalitza and there's no Yibum because Rachel is the sister of the divorcee of Shimon and biblically she's prohibited. Therefore, not only is there no Yibum, but you don't even have to do Chalitza. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah, test Mishnah 9. Says the Mishnah, a woman that is awaiting Yibum. It means after she's already chayv in Yibum, the brother, one of the brothers of the deceased went, and he betrothed, he was Mekadesh, her sister. It says, the Mishnah Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Amru, they said, Omer, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Amru, we tell to the brother that was Mekadesh her, that put the ring on her finger and said, Harei HaMekudeshes, Hamtein, wait for marrying her. You can't marry her, she's Achleis Ziku Kosle. She is the sister of someone that you have to do Yibum to. Hachiyasa Chicha Godamasa, to one of your brothers, your older brother, either does Chalitza or does Yibum. Once that happens, then the Zika, the connection, is removed. And now you can marry her with pleasure, no problem, no issue. It says the Mishnah, Chalatz La'achiv. Once one of the brothers did Chalitza, Aikinasa, or let's say he went ahead and did Yibum, says the Mishnah, Yichnais Es Yishtoi, then the other brother can marry her sister, because then the Zika, the connection, is now Paka, it's gone. Says the Mishnah, Meisa HaYevama. Similarly, if the Yevama dies, Yichnai says Shistoi. So then the brother that betrothed her sister could marry her. Why? Because the halacha is that she's no longer around. Says the Mishnah, Meis Yavam. Let's say the Yavam dies, and there's no other brother that could do Yibum or Chalitza, only this fellow, the one that was Mekadesh, the one that betrothed her sister, Yoitzias Ishtoi Beget. He has to give a get to his betrothed, because she's a Chayzik Ukasai, Veisha Sachiv BaChalitza. And even the widow, the Yavama, has to do Chalitza. But he can't do Yibum because she's Achayz Kirushasa. She ends up being the sister of someone that he divorced. Now, even though we learned in the previous Mishnah that if the Yavama is Achayz Kirushasa, you're potter even from Chalitza. So why here do we require Chalitza? But here you're not. Here you're not exempt from Chalitza since yours, the Zika, the connection to her, preceded the Kiddush and the betrothal of the sister and her divorce. Therefore, the halacha is, you can't marry her, but you have to do chalitza. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.